If you've lived in Indiana long, you've likely had a slice of sugar cream pie. It's often referred to as the unofficial state pie because of its popularity among Hoosiers. WFIU's Barbara Brozier takes us to a family business that's helped introduce the recipe to the masses, and she delves into how the pie got so popular in the first place.
Mike Wickersham walks out onto the production floor at the Wick's Pie Factory in Winchester. He's wearing a hairnet and yelling to try and talk over the loud equipment that surrounds us.
What I'm going to show you today is the making of a sugar cream pie, and a good pie starts with a good crust.
Mike knows a little something about a good crust. He's the president of Wick's Pies and the son of its founder. He walks us through the factory, showing us how machines and people work together to emulate the taste and consistency of a homemade crust. Giant versions of the electric mixers you'd find in a home kitchen stir together lard, flour, and water to create the dough.
And what these machines are doing, they're emulating what you would do at home on top of your counter. Their fingers moving that dough around.
Wick's cranks out tens of thousands of pies and pie shells in just one 8-hour shift. These weeks leading up to Thanksgiving are its busiest of the year. And the pie that's in highest demand? Mike says it's no contest.
About 75% of what we sell is sugar cream pie.
The famous Wick's sugar cream pie dates back to 1944, when Mike's father, Dwayne Wickersham, started his first restaurant in Randolph County. He couldn't find a good pie to serve, so he started baking his own. Many of the recipes he used were his grandmother's, and they became so popular, Dwayne started selling them to other restaurants.
In the 40s, he was making about 20 pies a day. In the late 50s, he was up to 200. And then in 1962, he moved into this facility, put a patent on the old-fashioned sugar cream pie, and we now make around 10,000 pies a day when we do make pies in an 8-hour shift.
Wick's pies are now available in almost every region of the country, and they're common at Hoosier holiday gatherings. But sugar cream pie was popular long before Wick's started mass producing it. Kate Scott works in reference services at the Indiana Historical Society. She often hears from Hoosiers who are looking for the original recipe for sugar cream pie.
So the earliest recipe that I know of is an Indiana recipe from 1816, which is the year that the state was founded, that Indiana became a state. I wouldn't be surprised if Shaker or Amish communities who traveled west to settle in Indiana were making some version of this before they came here.
Sugar cream pie gained early popularity because it's what's known as a desperation pie. You could make it year-round because it doesn't require fresh fruit. Scott says the few ingredients it needs were things most people already had in their pantries.
The only really, really consistent ingredient in sugar cream pie is sugar. In addition to sugar, though, there is usually milk or cream or half and half. It depends. You get vanilla, nutmeg, usually butter and salt, and sometimes flour and cornstarch, or one or the other, to use as a thickening agent.
In the state's early days, pie wasn't necessarily seen as the special occasion treat it is now. Public Programs Coordinator for the Indiana Historical Society, Callie McCune, says you'd often find it on the menu at church gatherings or farms.
So you'd get everyone together to help you plow your field, and all the women would get together and make the food. So pie really fits into that because it's something that can feed a lot of people, and you can bake it and it can sit.
It's such a celebrated part of the state's food culture. There's even a special culinary trail dedicated to Indiana pie. There are 21 stops on the Hoosier Pie Trail. Indiana Foodways Alliance Marketing Director Lindsay Skeen says familiar foods like pie often bring people together.
It touches a part of, you know, your stomach as well as the soul in bringing back those memories and making good memories with family and friends.
Mrs. Wick's Pies is one of the stops on the pie trail. Dwayne Wickersham opened the restaurant across the street from the Wick's Pie Factory when he retired in 1986. It's part of the legacy his children, including Mike, are carrying on.
Anybody of his age that grew up on a farm in rural Indiana, their mother or grandmother had a sugar cream pie recipe that she made. But he commercialized it and brought it to the consumer in the supermarket, and that opened it up for a whole new generation. And we're trying to maintain that, to continue to open that to a new generation.
And Mike is doing his part. Every day Wick's is baking pies. He has at least one slice. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.